Viter in Shasper and Daf Yudches, picking up on Yudches, 8 lines down, Masiv Rav Huna. We're in the middle of a discussion, Machlokas Yen Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, about whether or not we hold of Zika or not. Rav Huna said, Ein Zika. We went through him and he survived. And Rav Yehuda says, Yesh Zika. And we're in the midst of discussing about him. So, Frak the Gemara now, Masiv Rav Huna Barichia. He comes as a Kasha and Rav Yehuda based off our Mishnah. Our Mishnah spoke about that we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi's not born yet, though. Reuven gets married and Reuven dies and then he has no kids. So, what happens? His wife goes to do Yibam to Shimon, but then Levi is born at that moment. Now the Gemara says Asaba Maimer Umeis. Let's say Shimon does Maimer, which is a Durabanan Dikazika, where he goes and he says, you know, he does some sort of level, but it's not a full fledged. Then he dies. What happens? Shnia choletzes v'loy misyabemis. Really, the second wife who was married to Shimon, because Reuven and Shimon were both married, so when Shimon dies, Levi was alive at that time, so really this wife should fall to Levi. However, now you end up having two wives. Well, seemingly, you have two wives. And so shnia choletzes v'loy misyabemis. You don't do yibum on the second one, but you do chalitza on the other one, because there's a Zika derabanan. Taima da avar b'maimer. So what do we come out with? The mashmos is that it's only because he did maimer, because Shimon did maimer. But halavad b'maimer. Let's say Shimon hadn't done maimer. So you have Reuven, Shimon. Reuven dies, and his wife is sitting there waiting to get married, and then Levi is born, and then right away Shimon dies. So what's the din? Halavad maimer shnia nami yibum miyabun. Now you would think that at that stage Levi could go ahead and do Yibum to Shimon's wife. Hold on a second. You, Rav Yehuda, said there's Zika. Via my dear Zika, we said that there's Zika, that there's a relationship and a connection and a bond between this woman before, you know, after, when she's waiting for Yibum and Chalitza. If you say there is Zika, then Havilat Saris Eishas Achiv Shaloba Baolamo Bezika. It ends up being that she's a Tsara through Zika, even though they didn't do anything. And now the wife of Shimon is like a tzara of the other one that wasn't alive, and therefore you can't do Yibam. What are you going to say to that? Must be that there isn't Zika. Rabbi says back, no. Hu adin da'afal gavdalo avar ba maimer. Even if there wasn't maimer done, in a chinami shnia michlatz cholze yabu miyabma, you have to do chalitza, but you can't do Yibam. Why do you even have to do chalitza? Because Zika is only durabun dika hold, not a duraisa dika hold, and therefore you have to go ahead and do some sort of disconnect over there, but you can't do Yibam because it ends up being a Zika there. So since it's a Zika, so you actually don't do it. The Hada Katani Maimer. So why is it that the Gemara brought the case of Maimer? What's the point of bringing that up? La Fukimid Beishame, to go against the Beishame, the Ami Maimer Kona Kinyan Gomer, who says that Maimer is a full-fledged Kinyan. When a person says Maimer, it's full on. That is the way that Beishame holds. Kamash Milan comes to tell us that it's not full fledged, and therefore you have to at least do Chalitza in order to separate it, but there is Zika. We come again on the attack. Eis ve'abaye. Abaye comes along and he brings a braitha. Shnei achim ba'olam echad. Let's say you have two brothers in the same world. In other words, that they're alive with each other, Reuven and Shimon. Umeis echad mambal of lad. Then Reuven dies. He has no kids. Va'amad sheni azel asos maimer b'yavimto. And the second one, Shimi, he gets up to, he's going to do maimer. V'lo hispik lasos b'maimer. He didn't get the chance of doing it. Ad shenolad lo ach umeis. Until what happened was, Levi was born, and then Shimon died. So again, Reuven's wife dies, Shimon is there, he's thinking, maybe I'll do Maimer. Levi is born, and then Shimon has a heart attack, and he's out. Right, so what's the din now? Now we have two wives sitting there, Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife sitting over there. Harishona, the first one, Reuven's wife, Yotze Mishum Eishas Achiv Shalom Be'olamo, she's out because we know that Allah is Eishas Shalom Be'olamo. Since Reuven wasn't alive at the time, nothing doing. Ushnia, the second one, Ocholetzes Omisya Bemes. Either do Chalitza or do Yibam. Now, hold it, dar. Via my Zika, if you want to say that there's Zika, then Havilot Saris Eishas Achiv Shalom Be'olamo Bezika. Now, if you want to say that there's Zika between, you know, this when when Reuven's wife dies, now she is zukuk to go to Shimon, even if they didn't do anything at the time. Now, what ends up happening is that Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife are like zukuk to one another. Then havilat saris eishes achiv, because he can't be with the brothers, the Reuven's wife, he's not allowed, Shaloya Ba'olamo, and the other one becomes a tzara to that woman, Bezika, and therefore, how could you say that you're allowed to do Yibam? Oh. Must be there is no Zika, and that's why you're allowed to do that. Oh, nope. Nice try. Ha money. Not true. Who is this? That's Rabbi Meir. He, the Amar in Zika. That's working in the world of Rabbi Meir, who says, Taka, you're right. There is no Zika. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Rabbi Meir says you are. Frech the bayo. Mi svirle the Rabbi Meir. Ain't Zika. Does he really hold ain't Zika? V'altanan, we have the Mishnah coming up. Chavav Arba Achim. You have four brothers. I think we did this case already. Shtaimehem. Nisuim shtei achayos. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, sisters. Umesu hanisuin achayos. And these are married to the sisters, end up dying. So Reuven and Shimon end up dying. Hare elu choltzos v'lo misyabmos. Ziz du chalitza and not yibum. Rashi explains that, remember, Reuven and Shimon, they die, and there's Levi and Yehuda now. So now they go and they fall to Levi and Yehuda. Says Rashi, lo misyabmos mishum de tarvayu zekika le lahai, v'tarvayu zekika le lahai. Both of them are zokik to Levi, and both of them are zokik to Yehuda. Vinos of chad chada, if you'd marry one of them, let's say Reuven and Shimon died, Levi ends up marrying one of the sisters, Rachel, but that is his sister of his zokik, which is Leah, and that's not okay. And therefore, it's the paga bachos kukaso. Zika, and if you want to say that Rabbi Meir says that there is no Zika, so then Hani Mitre Bate Kasayim, they're coming from two different houses. Highly Abim Chada, Highly Abim Chada. Let it just be that Levi does Yibum from one of them, and Yehuda does one from the other one. So you just said that Rabbi Meir says that there is no Zika, but we're seeing from this Mishnah over here, seemingly, that what? That there is a Zika, because if not, then what's the problem? If you would say that like Rabbi Meir, there is no Zika, then just go ahead. They're coming from two different places, from Reuven's house and from Shimon's house, so it's not that they're tzaras from one family, and each one, so Highly Abim, let Levi do one, and let Yehuda do the other one, and it'll be fine. So it must be, he does hold a Zika. Zika. Says, well, no, Leolam ain't Zika. There is no Zika. It is not old of Zika. Mishum deka saver aser levata mitzis yavamim. Then what's pshat that he goes and he says that you do chalitza, why not just do yibam? The answer is because it's aser levata mitzis yibam yavamim. So you're gonna be mavata the mitzah of yavamim if you behave like this. Right? Why? Because didilma ad miyabim chad mayasidach. You may have a circumstance where, let's say, Levi, remember, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah's sisters. They both die, and now you have Levi and Yehuda. And let's say Levi goes ahead and he does Yibam. So Dilma Adamiyabim Chad, who Levi does Yibam on one of them, and Rachel, and now the Leah is left for Yehuda, Chad. What's going to happen? Mayasidach, the other one, Yehuda ends up dying. And then what ends up happening? This other girl, Leah, she ends up just going out without anything. There's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. She can't marry Levi because it's his sister's husband, her sister's husband. And now there's no one else. And therefore, she just goes out for Kabatla. The Kabbatla mitzvah Yavam, and therefore Yimavato, the mitzvah of Yibam. In order for that not to happen, we say that each of them had to do Chalitza, so at least the mitzvah of Yibam was done in some manner, and that was through doing Chalitza. But Rabbi Meir does not hold of Zika. In the case that we just set up, if you think it through a little bit more, you'll realize that even if Yehuda ends up dying after Levi does Chalitza on Rachel, he can then do Chalitza on Leah also, and therefore the mitzvah was at least done in some way. Now, fract the Gemara, V'i ein Zika tibatel. Wrong trap. V'i ein Zika tibatel. Like, what's the problem here? You're worried that maybe it's going to be a bittel of Yibam? Like, okay, of Yibam Chalitza, so what? So let there be a bittel. Yo, there's no Zika. Rashi says, V'i ein Zika, the lesle iser Zika tibatel mitzvah yavamin. V'loich paslon, demand the lesle iser Zika. You don't hold of Zika, so why should be worried about this? We know that Rabbi Gamliel, he holds that there is no Zika. And he also says that it's mutter to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yimam, right? If it happens to come about, the time we learned in a Mishnah, way later on, we will learn Beis Hashem, on Kuftes, Samad Aleph, Ditanan. We see in the Mishnah it says this is talking about a case where what? Where a person does gets married. A man gets married to a girl who was a katana. She gets married, derabbanim, from the older brother, from the mother. And then what happens is that she has a sister. Her sister is married to this guy's brother. She have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gets married to a girl who's less than 12, derabbanim. Shimon gets married to a girl's sister who's 30. And then Shimon ends up dying. So now this girl, who's the sister, we'll call her Rachel, and Leah now falls to Reuven. But we know that she is married and you can't be married midarabanan. So Gamliel Omer, he says, in Mianav, she does Mion, then Mianav. Then it works. She does Mion, it's left the marriage never happened, and then Reuven can now do Yibam on Leah or Chalitza. Vim lo Mianav, but if she doesn't do Mion, Tamtin ad shetagdil, wait until the little one becomes a Gedola. And then they can get married, full-fledged, married. And then the other one goes out because of a chos isha. And what comes out from here? Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold of Zika. And he says that we can go ahead and be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam in such a way. So the mayor also doesn't hold of Zika. Let him go ahead and get rid of the mitzvah of Yibam. Who cares? Why do you have to come on to a case to say that, no, you have to do this in order to not to get rid of the mitzvah of Yibam? Just get rid of it. Amar Lei says back to him, says back, this is Rabbi responding to Abai, he says, "To Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Meir Karamis, are you asking a question between Rabbi Gamliel? Are you saying there's a machlok between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Meir as if there's a problem? Like, what is going on over here?" Says Rashi, "Nihi nami de bezika sfir lahu ki adadi bebitol yivamin pligi." Like, I don't understand what the problem is. It's fine. So they agree in one thing. That doesn't mean they have to agree in everything. They agree with the fact that there's no Zika, but it doesn't mean that they're going to agree in bitul yivamin. It's like I think it's Rav Yankel Shapiro, if I'm saying it right, one of the famous Bat Chan of Yerushalayim went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and said to him, "You know we're related." So Rav Chaim says, "How are we related?" He said, "Well, are you an Enekluch of the Abarbanel?" He said, "No." He goes, "I'm also not. There must be we're related." Okay, so just because we're both not something doesn't mean we are something, right? So they both agree in one area. Doesn't mean they agree in every area. So what are you trying to bring a Raya over here? Okay, so he says back to him, whoa, slow down there. He says, "Abaye, Hachi come in. This is what I'm asking. Rabbi Meir Chayesh Afilu Lesveker. Rabbi Meir is Chayesh. He's worried even for like a possible situation that after you do one of the birds of Yibam, and the other one, the man will die, Yehuda will die, and then she'll end up, you know, not being mevatel. And Rabbi Gamliel, if you levade lo chayesh, he's not even worried about something if you certainly know that's going to knock it off, because the girl's underage, and when she gets it, it's going to knock off the girl when she gets older. So he's trying to say, like, maybe they agree with each other, and you're not going to say that. It's like mikatsa l'katsa. So Rabbi says, no, dilmamande lo chayesh, afilu levade lo chayesh. Maybe the one who's not worried, he's not worried, even if it's for sure going to happen, namely Rabbi Gamliel, the one who is world, namely Rabbi Meir, is word, even if it's something which is possibly going to happen. So comes out, come to chayis at the end, voice dois, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Meir agree that there's ein zika, but when it comes to the concept of whether you're allowed to be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam, Rabbi Meir says, no, don't do that, even if it might happen. Rabbi Gamliel says, even if Vada can happen, you could do such a thing. Uncle Art has a really good sikum, and he basically says that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Gamliel, they agree, no Zika. Machlokas is, again, about the possibility of knocking it off. Rabbi Meir says, if it's a possible knocking off, then you don't do that. Rabbi Gamliel says, right, so you don't want to get rid of Yibam. Rabbi Gamliel says, it's okay, even Vada. Rav Huna, remember, is Machlokas Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, about Zika, no Zika. Rav Huna said that ain't Zika, right? So he comes out and he says that if the Shamer is Yavam, at that stage, you know, the guy can't marry the woman, the one's mother, because you're not allowed to go ahead and stam get rid of the mitzvah of Yibam. But if she ends up dying, then you go ahead and you can marry the mother, because then there's nothing there. There's no Zika. It's only when it's right in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda is the other opinion. He says, yay Zika. He says that if the Shemeris Yavam ends up dying before they did Yibam, then the Yavam is not allowed to marry the mother because there was Zika over there and it's not done. But if another brother came along and did Yibam or Chalitza, then there's no Zika, and the brother who did not do the Yibam or Chalitza is allowed to marry the mother. Now, in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, he said that Yesh Zika. So if you have Shomeris Yavam, and then what ends up happening, she ends up dying. Now, can the brother, you have Reuven and Shimon, let's put it again, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven dies. Now, Rachel falls to Shimon. Shimon doesn't marry her yet. In the meantime, she dies. Can Shimon now marry Rachel's mother? The answer is, according to Yehuda, no, because he holds of Zika. Where did he get this from? Amar Rabbi Rav Yosef, Had the Rav Yehuda Dishmuel he. That Rav Yehuda is Shmuel. The Tanakh we learned in a Mishnah coming up enough. Mem Aleph. Beep. Turn the page. Yud Zayin Mabes. Yud Chesam Mabes. Shomeris Yavam. When you have a Shomeris Yavam, Shekidesh Achiv Esachosa. I believe we saw this case already. So let's again spell out the case. You got ourselves, I'm just writing it out as we go so I can hold a cup of here. You have Reuven, Shimon, let's say Levi for now, and hopefully I'm right. Shomeris Yavam, and then Reuven dies. He was married to Rachel. Okay, so when Reuven ends up dying, now Rachel becomes a Shomeris Yavam. Now, Rachel has a sister named Sarah. So what happens? You have Shomer Siyavim, Shekidish Achiv Esachosa. Let's say Levi goes ahead and now he marries Sarah. That's the Shomer Siyavim's sister. In the meantime, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah. Yeah, we definitely saw this. We saw this in Rashi earlier. Brought it up, Daf Mem Aleph. Ooh, amazing. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah Amru. Omrim lo, what do we tell the guy? We say, Hamdin Achiyasa Achicha Maisa. He says, hold on one second. Levi, relax. I know that you went ahead, you're a Mekadesh, or you gave her Kesef or Shtar, something like that. You know, you did Kiddush, and don't do Nisuin right now. He says that Omrim lo, we tell the guy, Hamdin, wait Achiyasa Achicha Maisa until Shimon, your other brother, ends up doing something. So again, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Rachel's on the market. Levi goes and marries Sarah, Rachel's sister. Shimon is now there. Levi, they say to Levi, hold on, stop right there. Before you go any further, do you love me? Before you go any further, wait till Shimon does something. Wait till he does Yibam or Chalitza. If he does Yibam, so then she's no longer connected to her, to you, and therefore she's not your Sarah, really know, is Achos Kukaso to Levi, but once Rachel is to Rachel, but once Rachel's off the market, now it's totally fine. You can go and you can marry her. So wait till it happens. Hamten Achiasas Chichamaisa, and then you can go and you can finish the marriage. Whoa. Says Rashi right now, what do we see though? Alma Zika Asr Lachosa. There's a Zika that's been answering to the sister. V'yamar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Halacha goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So what do you see? That he holds that there is Zika. And we can see that Rabbi Yehuda comes from this. He's learning from Shmuel, and ultimately, we know that he had Rabbi Yehuda two rabbeim, Rav and Shmuel. He learns this from Shmuel. Comes back on Relay, says back to him, De'irav mai. You went out of your way to say that it was Shmuel. Maybe it was Rav. And if it would have been Rav, what would have been the problem? Kasha de Rav de Rav? Is that what you want to say? The problem is Rav de Rav? Because as Rashi points out, we know that Rav Huna spoke up, and he's the one who says, Ein Zika. Zamar of Huna, Amar Rav. He said the name of Rav on Daf Yud Zayin Beis and Mutter Ba'ama, that it's Mutter Be'ima, to be with the mother. Must be that he didn't hold of Zika. Is that what your problem is? Dilma Amaroi, Ninuva Libid Rav. Maybe that's a Machlokas Amaroim in the world of Rav. And really, Rav actually does differently. Rav Huna Amar Rav says that he held Ein Zika. And Rav Yehuda Amar Rav would say that he says, Yei Zika. And therefore, we could say it goes according to the world of Rav as well. Why are you saying it's only going in the world of Shmuel? Comes by again just to explain. Listen, Kevin Itmar Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya, since it said explicitly in the name of Shmuel Behedya that there is Zika, Umishmei de Rav, Kamoroyim, you want to say that Rav, it's a machlokas Amoroyim, as per what the answer was, Lo Shafkin, Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya. I'm not going to go and leave aside the one that says the name of Shmuel explicitly, Umakuminon Kamoroyim, Alibi the Rav, and set it up in a machlokas Amoroyim according to Rav. So it could be from Rav, but the bottom line is we know for sure it's from Shmuel. That's why I said what I said. Chill. Now we're going to see a different version of this little shtickle teira. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisel Shmaita Kmei Rav Zvid Minar Da. I said this whole shtickle in front of Rav Zvid Minar Da. Amar. Anybody said to me was Atun Hachi Masnisula. Says Rashi that Larav Hachi Kamasnisula Larav Yehuda Deleel Bistama Shaloiskar Shem Rabbi. He didn't say the name. Utsrisusa Lameda Kod Rav Yehuda De Shmueli. That's why you have to go and spell that out and say that it was Shmuel. Anon Behedya Masnisa. But we have it written out explicitly. Hashem Zanon Behedya Masnisa La. We said straight out, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shomer Yavam, Shemesa Aser Beima, Shomer Yavam that dies is going to be also to do with the mother. Alma Kasavi Zika, we say that he holds Zika. V'azda Shmuel Atamei, and Shmuel goes according to his own logic. The Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Mseira, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mseira. So you see, you had this whole shtickle back and forth. Is it Rav? Is it Shmuel? Because you said it straight out, you know, without saying Rabbi Yehuda in anyone's name. We have it taught as Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, and Shmuel goes like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mseira, and therefore we say Yehuda. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda going like Shmuel Utsricha, and we need to say both of these. We had to say straight out that that there's Zika. That's number one. We had to say, and we had to say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Why did I have to say both? Utsricha diash meaning Yezika. If I just would have came along and we said Shmuel would have said there's Zika, and then you go and it's going to be asked to marry the mother of a Shemeres Yavam that dies. Havamin hanimil b'chad. Then I would have said that's only in a case where there's only one Yavam. Aval betray lo. But if there are two Yavamin, then that wouldn't be the case. Why? Like Rashi explained earlier, because if there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven dies and Rachel falls to them, them, and it falls to Shimon and Levi. If it falls to just Shimon, so then it's a Zika bond with Shimon, and therefore, if she ends up dying, then Shimon can't marry Rachel's mother. But what would happen, though, if it was Shimon and Levi? Now there's a Zika, but the Zika is to who? To Shimon or to Levi? It's kind of up in the air who it is. So if she ends up dying, then you can marry the mother. Kamash Malan, not like that. To say straight up, ain't Zika, right? Even the case... I'm sorry, there is Zika, even in the case where there's more than one Yavam. V'ashmin elcha Rabbi Yom Seva, where he said to elcha, like Rabbi Yom Seva, basically saying that there's a Zika, then have a mina, handi mina mechayim. I would have thought that's only if when she's alive, when the Yavam is alive. Avala acher misa pakal Zika, when she dies, it's over and it's finished, you can marry the mother. Kamash malan, the Zika bechidi lo paka. The idea of going ahead and just dying, that doesn't go away, and therefore it still exists. That's what he had to say, both of them. Period. Zuck the next Mishnah, I think it's Mishnah number 3 in Maseches Yevamos. Okay, Shnei Achim and Meis Achim, we're going to see a very similar case to the one we saw before. The only difference between this one is going to be, again, we're going to have a brother that wasn't alive during the time, right? So we're going to have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven's married, and Shimon's married, and Reuven dies. The difference over here is that Levi isn't born yet. Shimon first does Yibam before Levi is born. So in this case, there will be a nafka mita according to someone that we saw earlier in Daf Tes. That would be Shimon, who argues on the Chachamim. Right? Shimon who argues on the Chachamim of our Mishnah, in the very first Mishnah. Now, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, they're both married, and one of them dies. Reuven dies. And then the second one, Shimon goes and does Yibam on Reuven's wife. And then Levi is born. Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So now they both fall to Levi. Rishon of the first one, Yotza Mishona, Ashes, Achiv Shalabeolamo, like we learned all along. That's Reuven's wife, he can never be with him because he wasn't alive at the time. So it remains in a serve Ashes Ach, Vashni, and the second one, Mishum Tsarasa. Now it's a Tsarserva. Also, by Mimer, May, Umeis. What happens if Shimon, who did Mimer, though? In other words, Reuven dies, Shimon does Mimer, and then Levi is born. Then a shnia choletzes v'lo misyabemes, because it's not full fledged since she falls to him. The second one, Shimon's wife falls to Levi, just to go ahead and do chalitza on that v'lo misyabemes and there's no yibam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and finally we come to the idea we've spoken about in the past. And Rabbi Shimon comes and he says miyabem le'ezem shiirtze a choletzes mem shiirtze. And again, like we said, we discussed this earlier about aish esachiv shalom b'lomo. Rabbi Shimon argues in the chachamim of our mishnah and he says it's not going to pat to the tzaros and tzaros saying. If it's a case where Levi was born after everything was done already, where Reuven died, Shimon married Reuven's ex-wife, former wife, I should say. In such a case, then it's like Reuven never existed to Levi if Levi's born only after the fact. So therefore, then it becomes two wives come to him. Do you even want to do chalitza someone? And that is his options. Now, let's break it down. Break it down, Rav Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, comes along Rabbi Yoshaya. And he explains. Also, we saw this earlier as well. He says like this, Chalukaya Rabbi Shimon af Barishona. Rabbi Shaya, it suggests that Rabbi Shimon is arguing even in the first Mishnah that we spoke about, the previous one where we spoke about where Reuven dies and leaves over his wife for Shimon, and then Levi is born before anything happens. Even in that case, he says that he's allowed to go ahead afterwards. If Shimon takes her and then dies, he's allowed to take her. Mimai, how do we know this? I mean, the Ketani Mishnah is Seirah. This second Mishnah seems to just be repeating the previous Mishnah that we saw. So, therefore, Bava Deresha, the first Mishnah that we brought up when we spoke about the fact that Levi is born before Shimon does Yibam, Laman Katanila, to whom is it going like? Rashi says, Lashmu'ina and Milsei, Daman Itzterche. What is that? What is it? What's it coming to teach me over here? Is it teaching us something for the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, or for Rabbi Shimon? Elim, the Rabbanim, if you want to say, is coming to tell us the Rabbanan. That not only is it so that she's not going to be connected to him after the fact, if Shimon already did it, but even before the fact, in both cases. In other words, if Reuven dies and then the almanas are waiting to be taken. In such a case, Levi is going to be Aseter also, in both cases. Hashta Yibeim Ulvasof Nolad. If even in a case where Levi was born after everything was said and done, after Shimon already took her in Yibam, then he was born. The ki ashkeche, when he comes out and he comes to the existence and he comes and he sees her, right? At that case, beter ashkecha, he founds her in a mutter state, meaning that he's married to Shimon at that state. And even so, Asir Rabbanim said it's also for Levi to be with her. No lad v'chak riba mi boy. Do I have to even tell you a case where there's more of a reason to think that maybe they should be connected? More of a reason to think that it should be Asir, I'm sorry. That he wouldn't be allowed to be with her? Obviously not. El alav, Rabbi Shimon, it must be for Rabbi Shimon. Must be, it's coming to teach me something about Rabbi Shimon himself. And that is that we're saying what? And the Reish is coming to tell you the power of Rabbi Shimon, that even if everything was all said and done, and by the time Levi was born, Shimon had already done Yibam, even so, he is allowed to be with her. Again, not all said and done. The first mission is talking about where Levi is born before all said and done. Reuven dies. His wife is waiting to do Yibam. Levi's then born, and then Shimon takes her. In such a case, you would think, okay, it's Shaloya Bo'olamo, so there's nothing to talk about. No, even that case, Shimon would say is going to be okay. And that's why it says over there, V'tana Reisha Lodicha Kochad Rabbi Shimon, V'tana Seif Lodicha Kochad Rabbanan, and the Seif is coming to say the Kochad Rabbanan, that they aser the Almana of Reuven to Levi once Shimon dies, even if he's born after all is said and done. Uvedinu denifleg Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. Really, Rabbi Shimon should have been in that first Mishnah that we read, the previous one. He should have right away spoken up. Ela notar luhu rabbanan, not the mesayim lumasayu. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Notar luhu means himten lam lil derech eretz. He let them finish everything they wanted to say. Vahadar polegaleon, then he went and he argued on them. So he's arguing on them in our Mishnah and in the previous Mishnah. In both cases, eishes ach shaloi ba'olamo, if it happened to be that the circumstance he was born was either while she was still waiting to go to fall to Shimon, or it was already after the fact, in Kol Zeh, both of these cases, he's allowed to do Yibam on her. In fact, the Gemara, the obvious question, well then, Ela Eishes Achav Shaloi Ba'olamo, Rabbi Shimon, Eichi Mishkachasla. How are we going to find a case of eishes Achav Shaloi Ba'olamo if you're going to say both circumstances he's allowed to be with her? He's allowed to be with the Almana of Reuven. And for the Gemara, we have a case. You know what we're talking about? Interesting. Bechad Acha Umis. There's only one brother, meaning there are no brothers. There's only one guy. This guy is an only child. And he goes ahead and he marries someone, and then he dies. V'nodl Ach. And then, after he dies, a brother is born. And at that case, he's not allowed to go and do Yibam with his brother's Almana. Inami, another answer is, that's talking about betrayal. They're actually two brothers. So you have Reuven and Shimon. Velo Yibim velo Mis, and Reuven dies, leaving over his wife to Shimon, and then Shimon doesn't do Yibim or Chalitza, and in the meantime, what happens? Another one is born. Levi is born at that particular case. Now Levi's not allowed to take this woman, this leftover, the Almana of Reuven, at least at that state. Rashi explains, velo Mis, asur lazeh shenolad lachem misa liyab mazikas ach shalohi ba'olamo. The Yibma Hasheni of the second one of Shimon actually does Yibam at that moment. Pakas Zikas Ach, then it gets rid of the Ach Rishon, the Zika. Vinasas Isho Shelzeh becomes his wife, Hasheni of the second one. Then if he ends up dying, then it does go to him. Inami Lo Yibma Hai Sheni Hol Vehuskika Lo Harehi Kiknusa Kidla Kamaru Kishames Matesh Shlishi. Right, if he didn't do Yibam, so then Zika still exists over here. And if he ends up dying without taking her, so then it's going to be mutter to Levi. The Gemara is going to go now in a little bit of it's going to be continuing on to the next daf, almost halfway down, so we're going to stop over here, but going to go into how, is it really true that Rav Shimon argues in both cases, when Levi was born before Yibam was done and after Yibam was done, or only one of the cases? But like we said, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.